William, dramatic last ball, but right side, the results came out right for us.
Yeah, I think we played a lot of good cricket throughout the 40 overs, and it would be really disappointing from the position we were in to lose that game, and I don't think we necessarily deserved to lose it, but you got to give a lot of credit to Zimbabwe, the way they fought back, and especially in the last 8 overs of our innings, or 5 overs of our innings, so you got to give credit to them, and we obviously got to look at that and make sure we don't put ourselves in that position. Getting down to 7 off the last 2, shouldn't necessarily go to the last ball, but they bowled very well and picked up a couple of wickets, so all credit to them as well.
I think there was going through a lot of our guys that were there in 2007. God, I hope it's not going to be another tie. It looked that way at a stage, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't really think that. I actually thought that before the last ball. I was thinking, oh, it can't be a tie, but especially the way things have been going. But no, that's cricket. Like, this just shows how much you got to stay on top of it right to the end in this format. One or two overs literally does change a game. A double wicket made in the 15th over, I think it was. Then that can change a game like that, so you got to stay on top of things. And as I said, I've got to give credit to Zimbabwe the way they fought, but I'm really pleased with how we've played, and especially the first 10 overs, 12 overs of our batting, and then with the ball as well, especially the way all the spinners bowl. But there are areas you can improve on as well. Like, I'd have liked to have gone on, and if we had batted for another 3 overs together, like, we probably would have put the game to bed. But it's good that we've gotten over the line.
Yeah, as Ron Chase's goal was pretty comfortable up there about the 19th over, wasn't it? I mean, we looked a pretty experienced, and we're going about it the right way.
Yeah, we were, and I think obviously whenever Kev went in, and I think it was the third last over, he took down one of the seamers. He was 6-4 off the first 2 balls and took it down and needing 17 off the last, or 7, sorry, off the last 2 overs. So that's what we've got, and that's the firepower he has, and he's got that ability to come in and strike it like that from the off. So that's really pleasing for ourselves, and the fact that even Stuart Thompson was there then, that even though there's only a few balls, that's going to give him that experience and that knowledge of being out there in that middle, and I'm sure it's only natural that he's had a few nerves there, his debut in the World Cup, but all credit to him.